This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Welcome back to Sin 90.7 Get Serial with Chris, Dana and Maria. We are very excited to be welcoming to the show Michelle Silby, who is the Executive Director of Ausdance Victoria and New South Wales, and is going to be chatting to us about International Dance Day and an event that's happening globally called Big Dance. More specifically, we're going to be chatting about the events that are taking place in Melbourne. Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me, guys. Great to be here.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us. Can you tell us and our listeners a little bit about Big Dance and the event that's to come in Melbourne?
Sure. Big Dance has been going about 10 years across the world, originating in the UK. And this year, it passes over to Australia for us to lead Big Dance, well, for the world to join in. Essentially, Big Dance is lots of free opportunities for people to join in dance. Whether you've danced loads or you've never danced before in your life, it's open to everyone. The idea is everyone can dance and come and have a go. And then we have really specific big dance events.
Yes.
It's a little bit like a really posh flash mob. In a nutshell, we the PR person will probably kill me for saying that, but that's the easiest way to describe it. We've commissioned two amazing choreographers, Francis Rings and Craig Barry, to create a really short but enjoyable dance. It's only 5 minutes long, and then people can learn it through either online tutorials or it's completely free workshops all across Melbourne. Then we all come together on International Dance Day, which is Sunday, April 29th. There's events at Fed Square, Castlemaine and Lilydale. People come together, get to do a big warm-up, you get to do a dance class with hundreds of people you've never met before, apart from in workshops. And the idea is we join together as a group of individuals that become our own big, pulsating dance and community. We dance a big dance. We have some surprise pop star guests, such as Christina Arnoux, performing and live streaming some different events. We've got a great DJ, and then lots of other dance groups are going to perform there. Their kind of dance works just to share.
It's
a big, huge festival of dance and it's free.
So exciting.
I love that that's Melbourne CBD, but also as far out as Lilydale. So that's exciting. It's all the way across Victoria. It's cross-country, but I also read that it's cross-continent. You've had other countries participating from learning the online tutorials. Michelle, I'd like to ask, how far does Big Dance span?
It goes really far and wide, and we're hoping to see it might go even further this year. So in 2014, when Australia got a chance to join in Big Dance then, and we joined in with the Commonwealth, there were over 30 countries that joined in, and people would learn it from videos offline, perform it wherever they were based, and then ideally, you know, on whatever device you've got, film it and upload it to the website. So we saw hundreds of thousands of millions of people in 2014 join in, and we'd love it to be like that in 2018. So whether you're in regional Victoria or you're in Sweden, for example, learn the big dance, give it a go with your friends. Obviously, make sure you're dancing in a safe space with lots of room. Mm-hmm. Don't want any injuries, just like that. And you can just join in. And we're really excited because where it originated in the UK, the Lord Mayor of London sending out a delegation to officially hand over Big Dance to us in Australia for us to lead.
That is brilliant. How exciting. Was it originally made to, you know, promote healthy movement, promote community? What sort of initially started the event?
That's it. Sure. It's a combination of all of those things, a recognition that people really just have the opportunity to join in the arts, and in this case, dance and music and movement. The recognition that dance provides a really healthy activity, but perhaps not as hardcore as going to boot camp. Nothing wrong with boot camp, to be clear. But it's not for everyone. I know I don't do boot camp.
Absolutely.
Many of my friends do. So it's an opportunity to do something. It's really creative. It's fun. It's healthy without you almost realizing it. And it builds your agility and strength. And above all, it brings communities together. You meet people that you suddenly realise you are your neighbours and you've never met them before. And it's a really great way to come together and be part of a broader community. So much of life is spent on a gadget or online, and I know online communities, but the idea that you could be in a physical space together with people, having great fun and lots of healthy pursuits. That's why we're super lucky that Vic Health is behind this as well. They're really supportive of big dance in Victoria.
Oh, that's absolutely wonderful. That being said, what if, us or our listeners aren't confident dancers? Are there different levels of this routine that's going to be taught?
There is one routine, and what we've done is put together some videos and tips and tricks to adapt it, if you like.
Yes.
And I think the key point is here is having a go and participating. We're not trying to create some world-class elite performance that costs a fortune. The idea is it's free, and it doesn't matter if you've never danced before. Look, I got my dad to try it out the other day, and he's marvellous.
Oh, great.
Just an example.
That's
perfect. And if you don't be shy, it's really not about, being brilliant dancer overnight. The whole idea is that dance is for everyone, and everyone can dance. In some shape or form, it's about just giving it a go.
Yes, that's brilliant spirits. Also, Michelle, on that, so it's a routine for everyone, but I checked on their Facebook page and it mentions there's three teams. There's,
yep.
So based on the T-shirt you wear in your team, there's one where you wear a black T-shirt, red T-shirt and white T-shirt. Could you tell us what the difference would be with each team?
Sure. To give it an interest in terms of the piece of choreography created by Francis Strings and Craig Barry, rather than it just be everyone does exactly the same, there are three different movement groups. As you said, there's one that's wearing a white T-shirt, there's one that's wearing a black T-shirt and a red, and there's parts of the dance where they do all the same, and then there's parts of the dance that they have their own specific movement, a bit like sport teams, basically. And so it just gives different opportunities to try different sections of dance, and some of the sections are shorter. So perhaps for those that are feeling less confident about, memorising some dance, two of the sections are a bit shorter than the other. So it gives a bit of choice for people.
That is brilliant. And I've learned that this Francis Rings did training at the National Aboriginal Island Skills Development Association and is now a teacher there, I understand. So this routine that's been choreographed by her and Craig Barry has Indigenous influences, is that correct?
Absolutely. Frances is the most amazing dance and choreographer, and she's come full circle. And Craig's a wonderful choreographer, her elected co-choreographer. She's a really beautiful, powerful woman, Aboriginal choreographer with also European and Swedish roots. And she wanted, the theme is unity, she wanted to draw on both Indigenous and cultural movements, that's appropriate, of course,
yes,
and contemporary modern Australian society movement, and the idea of it coming together in the sense of unity, fun, health, and just having a great time dancing, actually. It's just a good excuse to have a good old dance. Most people are really busy working or at college, and if you're like me, I only get to dance in my kitchen these days while I'm making dinner. So it's just to us as well to experience Indigenous culture, non-Indigenous culture together.
So it's like a diverging of cultures through movement.
Absolutely.
It should be.
That is absolutely brilliant. So there's locations throughout New South Wales and Melbourne where we and our listeners can get involved. How... There's sessions, workshop sessions, I understand, that our listeners can attend to learn the routine, and then the event will actually occur on the 29th of April. Can you tell us a little bit about those workshops, how they'll work?
Sure. What we need you to do, if you've got access to online facilities, if not, you can just rock up to workshops. We have a website, www.bigdance, and that's all one word, bigdance.org.au, and on there there's a whole list of different workshops, and you can just click and choose one that's near you. It's completely free, and click and choose the event that you want to come and dance the Big Dance at, and it's as simple as that. So if in Melbourne, for example, we've got lots of different workshops across Bendigo, Braybrook, Castlemaine, Lilydale, Melbourne at Art Play and Jetsport, Ringwood, South Bank at NIDA, Malthouse, several other CBD locations, South Morang, South Melbourne, Upway, Kingsway, Kensington, and probably about another 10.
I could go brilliant. On. I love the variety there.
Yeah, if people want to go to bigdance.org.au, you can just pick the one that suits you, suits the time. Most of them are either about an hour to an hour and a half long, and you can also go to as many or as little as you want. So you might just have time to go to one, generally get the big dance section you've chosen, the white, red or black, then go home and practice it with the online tutorials. Or you might prefer to go to two or three. It's completely up to you how much time you've got, how much fun you're having, and people can choose.
Excellent. Very easy to get involved, which is very ideal. I have a question on a slight tangent, Michelle.
Sure.
Related to the Oscars were yesterday, and a lot of us are fans of film, and what I enjoyed was on the Big Dance website, I saw a segment, click, for Big Dance Shorts. Could you tell us a bit about Big Dance Shorts?
Yeah, absolutely. We also recognise that, you know, dance, you can't necessarily always hold workshops everywhere, and what are other opportunities for people to engage with dance? Big Dance Shorts is creating films, short films that involve movement or dance. And it doesn't have to be like a really obvious, I'm going to create a dance piece and film it. It could be a storyline and or have a narrative or without a narrative, but it contains movement, it contains dance. And so over the last several years, there's been big dance film shorts created in different countries. And there'll be opportunity to see some of those at the big dance event on the big screens where you'll be attending. What we'd really love, but we haven't started this in Australia yet, is to get a big dance film shorts for us. So we're hoping out the back of all this active engagement, we'd be looking to, you know, find people to work with so that Australian filmmakers and Australian choreographers and Australian communities can make their own. That would be wicked.
So it sounds like a huge day of community building, of making friends, of encouraging movement. I think this is an absolutely brilliant initiative, and I think we're so lucky that it has been part, the baton has been passed over from London to Australia. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us. Michelle Silby is the Executive Director of AusDance Victoria and New South Wales, promoting Big Dance, a huge free dance workshop and event that's happening. The actual event will happen on Sunday, the 29th of April, in different locations throughout Melbourne, and you can attend those workshops. You can check out where the nearest workshops are near you at bigdance.org.au. Michelle, thank you so much for coming on the show and talking to us about this brilliant initiative.
Thank you so much for having us, and maybe we'll see you there.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.